close attention because I'm only going to say this once.
Jackie Reed, Inside Her Story.
From New York, up in Harlem, Jackie Reed goes inside her story. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Miss Sybil Wilkes.
Hello, Jackie Reed.
Hello. Good morning, Myra J.
Good morning, Jackie Reed.
And Dominique.
Hey, Jackie Reed.
This is fantastic.
I know, right?
I love this. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Thank you, Tom. Let's face it. Not many black people are NASCAR fans. But there are some black women who could change that. You may have heard of Melissa Harville LeBron. She's the first black woman to own a NASCAR team. But another name you need to know is Brianna Daniels, who made history becoming the first black woman to join a pit crew.
Wow.
And Tom, I'm going inside her story with barrier breaker Brianna Daniels. Good morning, Brianna.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Oh, really excited to have you here. Now, I understand that you've become quite the rock star at these races. You go over the wall, and you're getting, like, all these stares. What was that like the first time you walked out there to do your job?
It was crazy. You know, I had, like, all kinds of emotions, you know, feelings running through my body because, you know, I just didn't want to actually witness everybody staring at me like I was some foreign, you know, creature or something, you know? So I'm kind of, you know, just walking. I'm in Nashville, Tennessee, by the way, my first race. So I walked out there. Yeah, it was my first ARCA race. I walked out and, you know, people are looking at me and they see me with a bag and my helmet attached to the bag. So they're like, okay, she's here to do something. You know, she's not just here to watch the race.
Right.
She's not in the stands, like she's walking on pit road, you know. So then, you know, the stairs were, you know, different walking in. People were like breaking their necks and then it all changed once I actually, like, put on my uniform as well. I remember when I had walked in the bathroom to get changed to my fire suit, this lady was in the mirror putting her makeup on. And I noticed her, like, the more I was getting ready, you know, putting on my fire suit, I noticed her, like, slowing down. And she was, like, looking at me. You know how you can feel somebody looking at you at the corner of your eye?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. I felt her looking at me. And she was like, excuse me, miss, are you a driver? And I was like, no, I'm a tire changer. And she, like, dropped her makeup and, like, ran over to me and gave me a hug. She said, oh, my God, thank you so much for joining our sport. Yeah, like, you know, that made me happy because, you know, I started to witness that times were changing and she wasn't used to seeing, you know, a little black girl like me around. So.
Right, right. That's pretty incredible because, you know, NASCAR has this diversity program. Is that how you became a part of this pit crew team?
Yes, the NASCAR Driver Diversity Program is how I got my start. Because of my coach, Phil Horton, he came to my school, hosted a tryout.
And when you say your school, you graduated from Norfolk State, you played basketball there. And does it help to be an athlete? Because you all have to have kind of like a combine, if you will, before you become a member of NASCAR for the pit crew, right?
Yes, we sure do.
What does that involve for people who may not know?
Definitely being an athlete, it really helps. Coach Phil Horton came to my school and hosted a tryout. There was equipment laid out everywhere. So I'm like, okay, what is he about to have us do? Because, you know, when I first saw a video of a pit stop, I saw a car involved. So I had no idea, like, what we were about to do. And he put us through, like, a tough, you know, obstacle course. We had to do, like, a lot of jump ropes, a lot of push-ups, roll-out ab, a whole lot of stuff, you know. And we were definitely dead at the end of that. And I was, too. So.
Now, how does this work? You know, as I said off the top, not a lot of black people watch NASCAR, but that hopefully will change now that you're out there. But are you are you part of a pit crew team for one driver or do you work races? How does it work?
Okay, so for me, since I'm not assigned to a team, I'm an independent contractor. So I'm kind of hopping from team to team every weekend. But luckily this year I was good enough to, you know, be with an Xfinity team like for the whole season. So ever since the start of the season in February, I've been with JP Motorsports Xfinity team on the 55 car. They specifically asked for me, you know, to change their tires. Because after I did the first race with them, I'm thinking like, all right, well, you know, guys, it was fun. I guess I'll see you around when I see you. Because that's really how I have to, you know, set my mind up. Because I'm not with the same person all the time. But he's like, Brianna, you know you're with us more than one race, right? Like, I asked for you to be with us. And I was like, really? Oh, my God, thank you. So that's really how I got my consistent start, you know, in the Xfinity series. You know, shout out to JP Motorsports and Jerry and Phyllis, you know, they just took me under their wing.
That's amazing.
So Brianna,
and just, go ahead, Sybil.
I'm sorry, Jackie. Brianna Daniels, can you work your way up through the ranks?
The driver?
And then perhaps be behind the wheel?
And is that what you want?
See, it's funny
or
that you guys mentioned that. No, it's funny that you guys mentioned that because, like, last month, I actually had in my mind, I'm like, okay, maybe I want to be a driver next. So, you know, I talked to my coach about it, and he was like, what? Girl, you know it's too late to drive.
It's too late? What do you mean?
It's too late. Like, most of those drivers start out when they're, like, young. They're
in their teens and learning.
Yes. And, you know, they don't have that fear anymore of, like, you know, crashing or just all that stuff. They start out in go-karts, you know, just... They start out when they're younger. I'm 24 now. I'm
but
like,
being, oh, my God, 24.
Too late?
Yeah, they really do start young, wow. You guys. But I do want to point out, Brianna, that being part of a pit crew can be a very exciting and rewarding career and lucrative. You can make up to like $200,000 a year, correct, doing this?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
You sure can.
And yeah, they get paid a lot of money.
Better, yeah.
Who are the ones that get, like, what do you have to do to get to the point where you're making that kind of money? Is it years on the job? Is it joining a particular team? How does that work for those who might be interested?
Yeah, it depends on, like, the teams that you're working with, to be honest. And then, of course, also, like, once you actually get signed to, like, you know, like that front runner cup team, you're making all kinds of money, you know?
Yeah, so, that's amazing. You know, that's,
how long does it take you to change a tire, Brianna?
How long does it take me to change a tire?
Yeah.
What's your best time?
I would say around like a second, literally.
A second?
What? Oh, my God, I love
wow.
that.
Go zoop, zoop,
yeah,
zoop,
it's, zoop. Yeah.
I can't
you know, definitely.
That is so awesome.
Me being a basketball player and a point guard and shooting guard before definitely helped the transition become a lot more smoother, you know, converting over to a tire changer because you have to have that same hand speed, quick hand finesse, you know.
And how much do those tires weigh?
Yeah, because you have to lift them up.
About 65 to 75 pounds.
Wow. What has been the most unexpected thing that has happened when you were out there?
The most unexpected thing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, shoot, every time I jump over the wall, I'm almost getting hit by the car. So
that wasn't planned.
Yeah, no, it's like, dang, I just almost got hit.
And I want to ask you about... I want to ask you about your roommate. Is it Brianna O'Leary?
Her name was Brianna.
Brianna. Yes. Okay, but she also went through the diversity program, and you guys work on the same races, on the same team sometime, right? And your roommates?
Yeah, we worked on probably, we're on the same car like three races throughout our career since last year up until now.
Is there any competition between the two of you?
It's definitely like coming in. You know how girls are. We practice together, you know. Whenever we meet each other, we're like, okay,
that
you know,
is
I'm
so
just
going to
have it in my mind. You know, we're going to push each other, you know, every time we do pit stops with one another. We might not always be like, you know, legit competing, but we always like hear each other at the, you know, we hear each other's like our gun sounds like, oh, no, I need to hurry up and finish now. She's catching up.
When's your next race? When's your next race, Brianna?
My next race is this weekend in New Hampshire. I'll be doing the Xfinity race with
Once
JP Motorsports again.
You might be the only one there.
Have you experienced any racism?
Say that again?
Have you experienced any racism?
Not really, but sometimes, like, with people's looks, they'll, like, look me up and down. Like, you know, some people are happy to see the change. Especially, like, you know, in the beginning, it was, like, the stairs are like kind of uncomfortable.
Kind of like some people look at me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Some people kind of look at me like, you know, what are you doing here? Or,
and where did you get your braids like done?
Oh yeah, the braids. I definitely had to have the braids. You know.
Wow.
Quick towel to get under my helmet. Yeah.
That is
well.
So
congratulations
awesome.
And good luck with everything,
yes.
Brianna. Thank you for
Thank
joining
you so
us.
Much.
We're so proud of you. Congrats.
Yes, very cool.
24 and too old to start driving.
Yeah.
That's something.
I can't even change a tire myself at this
me
age.
Either.
And she can
too
do it
for that
in
for
a
me.
Second.
In a second.
And he didn't tell her she's too old.